What?
We finished the letters, and we are on Siman Vav. Siman Vav. It's recording. Amazing. Siman Vav. Dine Havchana. Dine Havchana. Can you turn on the other light? Exactly. Yes. Dine Havchana Lidetinok. So we are going to speak four halachot about how to ask a child. What was the halacha about the child? We said that if we are doubtful about a letter, so we need to ask a child that is wise enough to read. We are going to add more details to it. And he will tell us what exactly he sees. Okay? Meaning that if we have a letter that we are doubting if it's a Zayin or a Nun Sofit, a Vav or a Resh, let's say, or Chaf Sofit or a Resh. Those letters are doubtful. So if the child says the wrong one, so it's Pasul. But if it says something not connected,
then you find another child.
Yeah, you find a smarter child. Yes. Okay? So, Halacha Aleph. Kol od sheyesh ba safek, any letter that has a doubt, shema en ba kishur haraui be shema en ba kishur haraui. The doubt is maybe there is no shiur, meaning the minimal measurement to be kosher, and now it's doubtful. Maybe it's not kosher. Maybe it's not a Zayin. Maybe it's a Nun Sofit, meaning the shiur is too big. Maybe it's not a Yud, it's a Vav, because the foot is too big. Or the opposite, the Vav is too short, so it's like a Yud. So we are doubtful. Binyan Shipsula. O Shema en Surata Aleha Binyan Shipsula. Or maybe the letter, we cannot recognize it. And because why we could recognize it today, now, it's only because we know which letter it should be. But someone that doesn't know the context of the letter won't see it properly, right? Mm-hmm. So we have two options. Either we have a doubt if a letter it's A or B, Aleph or Bet, something like that. Or not we have a doubt about the letter. We have a doubt if it's A or B. We have a doubt of on the letter itself. If it's really an Aleph, or it's not an Aleph anymore. Why? Because there is something that is disturbing, it's touching or something, so it's not an Aleph anymore. So we are doubting about it. So the halacha says that we need to show the tinok, the child, that he's not wise, not smart, and not dumb, not tipesh. Okay? An average child. We need to ask him if he knows how to read it as it should be, and then it will be kasher. If not, we understand it will be pasul. When the tinok is worth it to ask to make it kosher. It's only when we have a doubt on a letter, if it's that letter or it's another letter, maybe. Mishum de az lo havera ki gilui milta be alma, because then it's only gilui milta. Basically, the child is not making it kosher; he's only revealing what it is.
Recognizing.
He's recognizing what it says really there. Okay, he's not changing the letter. The letter is as is. Just we are doubtful if the letter is kosher or not. Mm-hmm. So therefore, he's revealing what is really there. We are not able to do it because we know the context. But if there is no doubt, we see that the letter is pasul. So and we see that it's pasul, like it's clear that it's pasul. And even if you bring that letter to the child and he's reading it properly, but we see that it's pasul. Maybe there is a crack in the middle of the letter that makes the letter pasul. But the child can read it. He could read it. So, because we, the adults, see that letter as a pasul letter, so the tinok doesn't work. Okay, so it's only on the situation of doubt. If we have a situation of doubt, then the tinok is working. If we don't have a doubt, if it's kosher, we are sure that it's pasul. So it's pasul even if the child is reading it properly. אוקיי, מכל מקום, מועלת קריאת התינוק לעניין שיוכל לתקן, לתקנן, אף אם כבר כתב אחרי אין, ואין בזה משום שלא כסדרן. Wow, the parenthesis is a big הלכה, so I prefer not to say it because it might make a confusion, yes. אוקיי, הלכה ב' תינוק שאין לו לא חכם ולא טיפש. What is a child that is not טיפש and not חכם? What is the, how do you know? Who is it? Haino, he says, it is someone she'eno mevin et ha'inyan. Dehaino pirush hamilot, she'arei hu omer ha'ot ha'nifseket mitoch havanato she'mitparesh yafeh lefin ha'inyan. He says, we speak about a child that doesn't understand what he's reading. Okay. Aval yodea hu mevin et ha'ot, yot hitev. But he knows Aleph Bet. Okay, so any child in America that knows, that's in kindergarten, that knows Aleph Bet, but he doesn't understand, you could ask. Because he doesn't understand. Rabbeinu katav, אף על פי שהוא חכם בהכרת האותיות היטב, וזהו לא טיפש שאמרו. And he says, even if he knows very well the letters, it's perfect. ומכאן אתה למד שאין צריכים לחסות בפניו את האותיות. So because the child doesn't need to understand the context, because if you know the context, I'm showing the child ve'ahavta et Hashem Elokecha, right? And the taf of ve'ahavta is doubtful, let's say, right? So he's reading ve'ahav Hashem Elokecha, so he knows the context, so he says ve'ahavta et Hashem Elokecha, so it's a taf, even if he doesn't see it. Mm. You understand? But if the child doesn't know, he just read vav alef, right? He knows how to recognize the letters, he doesn't know what it is. Mm-hmm. So then, it's kosher child to answer on our questions. And therefore, we don't have to hide letters, you see? You put a finger here in front, and a finger behind, and you show only the letters. Why you don't need to hide? Because the only reason to hide is for the context.
That's right.
We don't want the child to know the context, but if he doesn't know the context anyway, so there is no point to hide. You don't need to hide the letters afterwards, after the letter that you're doubtful. But he says, but the letters beforehand, we hide. We hide the letters before the doubtful letter.
And after.
No.
Not
but after we don't. No.
Just before that, he doesn't know the
even
context.
Even to this person?
To the child, yeah. To that child that doesn't know the context, we anyway hide only the before, but not after. Okay? So, not after.
So he starts reading from that mistaken letter.
So the child doesn't know how to read, just knows the alphabet. We still hide the context?
Yes. We hide only before, not
before,
after.
Not
after. Right. This is what he says. But Admur HaZaken doesn't make a difference between before and after. Ve'Rabbeinu lo chileg ve'katav de'en tzerech lechazot mifanav shar ha'otiyot kemo shenuhagin. And he says, Rabbeinu HaZaken, even before the letters, don't hide. She'im ken, af ha'chacham she'mivin et ha'inyan she'kore, me'echan yavin nikhot ot zo kilchata, kevan she'eino yodea inyana o pirusha. He says, because anyway, the child is not chacham, he doesn't know the context. So if this is so, why we should hide beforehand? You understand what I mean? So therefore, we have a machloket. The Kesed HaSofer says, hide before, but not after. And Moshe Zaken says, don't hide anything. Just show the letter, that's it. Is it clear? Amazing.
Why even show it in the context? Why not just like... just show him that word. Why show the word in front, behind?
No, you don't show behind them. You just show according to Admoisaken or the
according to
Kesset Sofer, you just show like this. If let's say you have the U that is doubtful, you are hiding the beforehand, and you say, what is the first letter after my finger here? So you could read, let's say he's understanding here, no matter. It doesn't mean that he knows the context. Okay? So he needs to answer. But Admoisaken says, anyway, he doesn't know the context, so show him. You see here?
He just done all of it. Just tell, what is that letter?
Yeah, that's it. Gimel. Okay, so now we are going to ask a child about a letter that touches a hole. We have a cloth that has a hole. Now the letter touches the hole. This is like this. Oh, chenivsek benekev, enisha miksato, gam min hanekev ulmatam. So let's make a. It says like this. You have a letter, let's say a vav, okay? Like this. And in the middle, let's say here, you have a hole. Okay, so here you don't see anything, you see a hole. Okay? After that, you have a continuation of the letter, okay? So he says, Och nifsak benekev. A letter that is
a hole.
There is a hole, okay? Venisha miksato gam in hanekev ulmata, and there is a part of that letter under that hole. Azay keshemarin atinak etinak edat im nisha bo shiur ot tzichin echaset achelek. So now we have a doubt. This is the second option that we spoke at the beginning of the shiur. We said, when to use a child. First option, either if we are doubtful of the letter, it's a zayin or a nun sofit, okay? Or we have a doubt if in that very letter, it's still the letter, considered to be a letter, okay? So here, we don't know if it's still a vav or not. So because here, if you let as is, so it will be a problem because the child will see at the beginning a hole and then the continuation, so he will imagine the letter, right? Mm. So therefore, when you have a letter with a hole, you cover it and you say, what do you see here? If he says a vav, it's kosher, you could fix it. If he says a yud, so it's not kosher anymore. Okay?
Mm. Oh, so you have to cover the hole.
Yeah. Because when you see in a text without a hole, you have a doubtful letter, according to Kesset HaSofer, cover only the beforehand, because you have a doubtful. But if there is a hole, because the child will anticipate the letter, he will imagine the letter because you have the continuation of the letter under the hole, so then you need to cover the hole with the bottom of it.
In all cases where there's a hole, you have to ask the child, or sometimes you don't have to ask?
Only if you have a doubt. If you have a doubt, you need to ask the child. Okay? אז זה כשמעין אותו לתינוק, לדעת אם נשאר בו שיעור, עוד צריכים לחסות את החלק שמתחת לנקב. So you need to cover the part that is under the hole, כי התינוק יצרפו, because... He says, don't cover the hole. Cover here.
Below the hole. Above the
below.
Hole.
Below the hole. Okay? You show him here with the hole, but you don't show him the ending, because he will make it them together, and then it will be a problem. Okay. Vehuadin im mafsik benehem srita haoveret beovi haot meever leever. The same idea will be if there is a srita, not a hole. So let me take a tissue here. If it's not a hole here, it's only a srita. Srita meaning a small crack. Okay, there is a crack here. A crack that is white. You see?
Yeah.
So it says like this, Vehu adin From one side to the other side, there is a crack on that letter. But we know that when the sofer wrote it, it wasn't that crack. That crack happened with time. With the time. Yeah.
Dried up.
Yeah. אך אם הייתה כן בשעת כתיבה יש אומרים שאין קריאת נגמל בזה because why? Because if we know that the crack happens during the time of writing, so it was never kosher, right. So the child doesn't help. ויש אומרים שאם הייתה קורה כלכתה כשרה, but some opinion saying that even if during the time of writing it wasn't kosher, it was that crack, if the child read it correctly, it's kosher. Okay, so we have a machloket again. I want to recap because it's important. You have a letter that has a crack. If we know that during the time of writing it wasn't a crack and it happened afterwards, you could use a child according to all opinions. If during the time of writing we know for sure that the crack happened and the sofer continued to write, right? So you ask a child only according to some opinions. Other opinions saying that the child doesn't help. Okay? So it will be kosher if he's reading it kahalacha, according to some opinions, but some opinions saying that it's pasul.
Question.
Yes.
When the sofer was writing, there was no crack, but it takes a year to write a sefer Torah, mm-hmm. at the end of the year before he finished,
yes.
then that crack should
have. No matter.
You could fix it.
Yeah. No, sefer Torah, anyway, you could fix it. I'm speaking about tefillin mezuzot. After the tefillin mezuzot, by the end of the tefillin, you see that the beginning of the parasha happened a crack. So because during the time of the writing, it was kosher, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the crack is not as big, so you need to show the child what he sees. Of mm-hmm. course, you need to ask always a rabbi, but this is the big halacha. Okay? V'chen ikar, v'chen nohagin, okay? ואם הסחיטה אינה עוברת מעבר לעבר, אפילו הייתה, כן, בשעת כתיבה אינה פוסלת. So he says, but, however, listen up, this is only when the crack is going from one side to the other of the letter, right? But if, let's say, the crack of the letter is going only here, and you have a thin part that is connecting the above part to the lower part, you see here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So then, you don't need to ask any child. It's kasher. It's kasher. Why? Because there is no shiur. There is no minimal measurement of a letter.
Right.
Do you understand?
So just that part is missing, and the other part is connected. It's fine.
Exactly. As soon you have even a very very thin connection, this is good. Because there is no minimal measurement of the weak white.
So you cannot fix that on mezuzot and tefillin.
No, you could.
You could.
This
you can. The other one you can.
The other one, when it's one side for the other side, it depends if it was during the time of writing or not.
So let's say during the time of writing.
If it was the time of writing, so according to some opinions.
You can erase it. You gotta find a different parchment. You gotta start over.
Just we said that there is a machloket. If it happened during the time of writing,
mm-hmm.
and there is a crack from one side to the other, so some opinion are saying that it doesn't matter, the child doesn't help.
Right.
Some opinion saying that it's help if he's reading it correctly.
Right.
If it happened afterwards, meaning after it was kosher, it happened a crack, so then what? If it happened after you wrote it kosher, it happened a crack from one side to the other, so then you can ask a child because it was kosher one time.
Right.
You understand? וכן אם קצר, כשמראים לתינוק את הנשר, שהוא שחור להבחין, אם בזה שהוא שחור, אתה אומר צקן. וכן אם קפצה עד יום. Okay. וכן מקפצה עד יום ממקצת האות ונשאר שם רושם. Now, if the crack happened, but the crack is not white. It's grayish, like that. Yeah? Grayish, okay? So it's a crack, meaning the real ink went down, fell down. But now the connection is grayish. So, כשמראים לתינוק את הנשך שהוא שחור, להבחין אם בזה שהוא שחור יש בו שיעור עוד. צריכים לחסות את הרושם שלא יצרפו התינוק. So, okay? So here you are. You have here a crack, okay? Now, the crack is not white. It's not like this. If he was white, so then it's the beginning of the halacha. Okay?
Crack meaning the ink fell off?
Yes. But like this. But if it's grayish, we see there is a crack, but it's gray. Okay? So then you need to cover also the gray part. Okay, so again, if there is a hole, you only
covered
under it. If there is a crack, so you need to cover the under part. If there is a grayish connection, so then you need to cover the grayish connection as well to see if there is a shiur on top. Is it? Is it making sense?
Mm-hmm.
So the hole cover the bottom. To leave the hole open, but on the bottom.
Yes.
The crack, you just leave it the way it is. And
no, you cover the bottom as well, because it will connect.
On the bottom?
Yeah.
The bottom. Crack is.
From the crack and the bottom. And above.
This, you cover the whole thing.
And this, you cover also from the grayish part and the bottom.
Okay.
So basically, in other words, anything that could make connection in the head of the child, anything you could make a connection in the head of the child,
right.
This is
still good.
Yeah,
okay.
You need to cover.
Dale.
Now, what happened? The guy has 10 child. Mm. One child is fine, but the guy started to ask again and again and again and again. And he has some says yes, some says no, some says a vav, some says a yud. Okay? So he doesn't know what to do. You go after the majority. Do you understand what I mean?
Even the chatchila? Like
the majority of the children, if you asked.
I know, but like if you asked one and they said the answer you didn't want to hear, then you asked 9 more, then the majority said that the answer they did want to hear, you can follow them.
This is maybe the other case is good. Meaning one child said it's good, it's a vav. Okay? Then he went to someone else and he says, no, it's a yud. So now you have one says caution and so pasuv, what do you do? So you need to ask a third one to go after the majority. You understand? Mm-hmm. You heard the halacha?
But usually people won't ask once they already got the answer that they want.
Amazing. But yes. Because now it's kosher, he's afraid.
Yeah, he wants to get another opinion.
Yeah. He wants to make sure if it's pasul, of course. The guy says, okay, it's pasul.
But then he gets another doubt. If you're another child, you get another doubt.
Exactly.
Why would you go through the whole thing?
Exactly. But the guy is machmir.
Yeah.
He wants to be extra. So if afterward he's getting in trouble, so he needs to go after the majority. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So this is for Siman Vav. Any question about children asking questions? Of course, this is the base of the halacha. But on top of it, we have mountains of details and opinions. So we should not stop here. We should learn much more. Okay, but the base to know is this. Okay. Yes?
Right. Dale.
Okay. Siman Zain.
Zain.
Yes. Excuse me, sir. Do you have water? Agua? Thank you very much. Siman Zain, שצריכה להיות כתיבת אמה? 4, please. שצריכה להיות כתיבת אמה ורווח בין האותיות ובין התיבות. So, we are going to speak now about having a complete one shape of letters, and also about the halachot of spacing between letters and between words. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's start. About Tet Seifim, we have Tet Seifim, 9 Seifim in this siman. Now, how do we know that letters needs to be one shape?
Like one shape?
One shape, yeah. How do we know? How do we know that a crack in a letter is not good? Thank you, sir. How do we know?
The crack separates the letter.
In the Torah, where it says in the Torah that the letter needs to be one block, maybe it could be many blocks. So it says, Uchtaftam.
Read it.
Uchtaftam, meaning Uchtav, meaning, and you will write them. But Chachamim split that word, uchtaftam, vekatav tam. You will write tam. What is simple? One part. One. Ktiva tama, exactly. Ktiva tama meaning a writing complete.
Complete writing.
Yeah, complete writing. V'lashen shnei ktiva tama shlema, shalem. Okay? So from here you understand that if the letter got split, it's not one shape, one block. So uchtaftam is not there. So it's a problem. D'haynu shekol ot tehi nikeret hetev, meaning that every letter needs to be clear. ובכלל זה שלא תדבק עוד לחברתה, meaning also not only that the letter itself needs to be one block, but that letter doesn't have to touch another letter. Why? Because it needs to be one shape, and if it's touching, it's not one shape, it's many shapes together. ואפילו בעוקץ דק, and even one tip doesn't have to touch another letter. כל שהוא ואפילו בתגיד שלהן לא יגעו. And also the tag in the crowns cannot touch each other. We learned it last time.
Yeah.
That the crowns cannot touch each other. ויש להחמיר ולתקן בגרירה. אפילו אם תגי עוד אחת דבוקים בזה בזה. טוב לתקנם. He says that more as I can, that if crowns are touching, you need to be machmir and to detach it. To make separate. Separating. Okay? So again, what we saw here, uchtaftam. Uchtaftam, we understand that the katav tam. You need to write fully. Yeah. And then you said, meaning that the letter needs to be one shape and also not touching any other letter. Okay? And if crowns or tips touched another letter, you need to
separate.
The
letter is one shape and why not touching
that letter? Not touching other letter. Okay, ela tehe kol ot mukefet gvil bechol ruchotea, and he says every letter needs to be surrounded by parchments. By parchment in every, like completely surrounded by parchments. Okay, not touching. And basically, this is the difference between our writing and the writing of the Torah, because our writing is, when you write, it's one word, yeah, so it's connecting. But here we see that every letter is different. Every letter has its own understanding and own shape. So he says, and it should be also a tag kahalacha, meaning sha'at nesgetz bedek chaya. Okay? ואם האות גדולה ונדבקה בסופה, באופן שהיא מגרור מה שדבוק יישאר צורת אות, יש מי שמכשיר. He says, if you have a big letter, okay, you have a big letter, a huge letter, האות גדולה, and because it's big, it touched another letter, okay? But in a way that if you erase the connection between them, the big letter still has the measurement, the minimal measurements, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then it will be kosher. Yesh mi shemachshir av belo gra. He says. So some opinion are saying that it's kosher even without touching it. Let me show you an example. Let's say Shema Israel echad. The dalet of echad needs to be gadol. Needs to be big. Okay. Okay, the Dalet, right? Now, after the Dalet, it's Ve'a Afta.
The best alpha.
Right? And you made like this.
Well, that's a letter.
Or maybe the other way around. The letter before the Dalet, the Chet, Hashem Echad, okay? Right? So Hashem Echad, so you have this here, Chet. And then a big dalet, huge dalet, and it's touching here, right?
See here.
Okay, so some opinion are saying that it will be still kosher without
erasing it.
Why? Because the dalet has a huge shape. So it's not tachlit
tuchot. I'm just trying to find a word to erase it.
Yeah. It's still a dalet, right? If it will be a very, very thin, right? You would ask, maybe there is no, it's not a dalet anymore. But now it's a huge dalet. If it's a huge dalet, so some people have said that it's still kosher, even if you don't erase it. Okay? But basically, we're learning the halachot, but if you have any question, you need to ask the rabbi. Okay, you need to have an email or WhatsApp of someone that knows very good the halachot, and you send them pictures of your mezuzot or tefillin to not make any problem, because if you make something wrong, it will be pasul, and the guy that is buying it, he doesn't know about it. Okay. Im katav alef lamed beyachad kaze. You know, look, here in the halacha, sometimes you write alef and lamed together.
Right.
You know how it is? This is. Alef lamed. Kel.
Yeah, kel.
Eno kasher. You cannot do it. Shema Yisrael, instead of writing alef lamed, he made alef lamed together.
So,
do you know what I mean? The alef, there is a shape, there is the picture of it. You see? Here. Exactly, this one.
How's that a lamed?
It's a lamed. In the Sidur, we see many times this.
Yeah,
this
it's like
alef lamed together.
Yeah.
Ah, I see.
Yeah, okay. Alef and lamed together. So it's not kosher. Why? Because it's not ktivat ama, it's not a fully writing. Eno kasher. Lechatchila, what is the spacing between letters? Between letters.
Half a kum.
No, it says like the wide of a hair. The hair, meaning very, very thin. Very, very thin.
So it has to be like almost touching.
Exactly, but not touching.
Not touching.
Okay. Hair. Yeah. ולא יהיה מופחדת הרבה זו מזו, כדי שלא תהיה תיבה אחת נראית כשתיים. But it should not be a lot of spacing between letters, because after all, the word will be seen as two words. ובין תיבה לתיבה, צריך להיזהר לך תחילה שאני הרווח כמלא אות קטנה. What is the measurement between two words? So it's like a yud. Yeah. Yud of that writing. Yeah. If you write huge, so that yud. Yud is big yud. If it's small yud, it's small writings or small yud.
At some time when you write it together and you don't give it like, you put it one, it like it looks like one word if you just put one kumo. Like, sometimes, I don't know. So this is?
This is very good.
But this spacing is good?
Yeah.
There's three kumos.
Yeah, at least. I'm speaking about the minimum.
Okay.
At least.
This is like one kumo. It's not supposed to be closer, right?
It's supposed to be a bit closer. Yeah. But afterwards, we're not so much because concretely we see that more than a hair between letters we do, right?
Yeah.
So as soon as we see words, right? And it's not exaggerated, the spacing, it's fine. Okay? But between words, you should make sure that you should not be able to put three yuds. Because afterwards, it's a sheila of parashas tuma. You know what is
from
parashas
tuma? From here?
Yeah. Between. No, you cannot put
these. From here.
No, between words.
This is three then kumos.
You cannot. You cannot put three yuds of that writing.
Has to be two?
It's less. If it's less than three kumosim, then three yuds, it's fine. If you could put three yuds, so Rabbi Nutam says that this is a parasha. A parasha, you know that the Sefer Torah, there is
the spacing.
So the spacing, the minimal wide of the spacing, according to Rabbi Nutam, is three yuds. So if you have three yuds, so it's a spacing in the middle of a place that you don't have to have.
You know. But you need to have at least two.
No, you need to have at least one, but not more than three. Not three.
Right, right.
Meaning less
two
than
is
three.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's on the border. Okay. So it should not be split apart too much, because afterwards the word will be seen as two words. Shachat nerit kishtaim, uben teva le teva tzarech lizar lechatchila she'ani arevach kemale ot ktana. He says, and between a word to a word, it should be one letter, the hainu ot yud mizah atav shu kotev ata, meaning that yud of that writing. Because if there is less than a yud, so two words will be seen as one word. And if it d'lo chakev lo tipesh. Or shikirev. So now, if you are doubtful,
yes.
What do you do?
Yes, child.
Yes, a child. You see again. You see. You see that it's we have three options. Either on that same letter, if it's a vowel, you do it, right? If it's a doubt in that same letter, not if it's a vav or yud. We know that it's not a yud, but if there is a shiur or not, if it's a vav or not, okay. And third option is about the
spacing.
The spacing. If you have that
2.5 yuds, mm-hmm. 2.5 yuds.
But couldn't you just like take a ruler, measure one of the yuds, and see?
What?
Couldn't you just take a ruler, measure one of the yuds, and see if you have?
It takes a lot of time. That's a lot.
You need to look. And therefore, we cannot look ourselves. If you have a doubt, better to ask a child, and the child will tell you exactly if he sees one word or two words, if he could read it. If he sees one word, so it's not good. Im chaser ezeot besof ateva o betriata vetala ota lemala ben hashurot afal pi sheim natil ota et haot haze betoch hashura lo yishar rivach klal ben shtei tevot mikama kam kasha shara kol panim anu roim ata shehen shtei tevot. So the case that he's bringing here is the following case. Listen up, it's interesting. He says like this. If, let's say, you are at the end of a parasha, a line, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're writing, and then when you're writing, you basically finished the writing and you need to put one more letter.
Mm.
So what you did, you put the vav that you're missing here.
On top. Is that allowed?
On top. Right? Or between two words. Okay, you finish the line here, and between two words there is no spacing. Okay, so you're writing the vav here.
That's the end vav.
The vav.
The end vav.
Huh?
The end vav. The vav that ends the word.
The end of, yeah. The end vav, or the beginning of the word. It could be the beginning of the word, the next word, or the end of the last word. And if you put the vav under, it will make the two words one big word.
Yes.
You understand what I mean?
If you put between it, if you take that vav and put it right next to each other, in between it, then it's one long word. That's what he's trying to say, put it on top of that writing.
No, one second.
Am I wrong?
One second. So, my question is...
Hey, go ahead.
My question is, because now it's above, so you see the spacing, enough spacing between the words, right? But if, let's say, you take that word, that letter that is above, and you put it down, it will be one big word.
Yeah.
So, is it kosher or not? So, he says, because now you see the spacing, even if... In imagination, the letter will make one big word. It's kosher, still kosher.
Wait, even if the letter is in between?
No.
No, it's letters on top.
Even if in the imagination, the letter would make one big word.
Yeah, it's still kosher.
It's still kosher.
But the letter is
on
top.
Why? Because it's on the top.
You're allowed to do that, don't you?
There is such a thing, but we don't know it today. Today we don't do it.
So
but in halacha, we have such a thing to put letters on top.
On top, in between the lines?
Yes. Let's continue. So it says like this: Im chaser ezeot besof ateva, if you are missing one letter at the end of the word, o betrilata, or at the beginning of a word, vetala ota lemala, and he put that letter between the words in the middle. Mm. You have the translation. If you have translation, send it on the.
But it's not like how you doing it. It's like a lot of stuff missing. It's short.
What do you mean?
It's short.
A lot of it's missing.
Yes, the way you're saying it's like more detail. This is missing.
No. Send it. Okay. So for people that read English, they want to review it. Im nechsar ezeot besof ateva o betchilata vetala ota lemala ben hashurot, and he put that letter in between the lines. Afal pi sheim natil et haot hazeh betoch hashura, even if if we would put that letter between the words, it would make one big word, and then it will become the pasul, according to all opinions. It will be now kasher. Why? Because the letter is between the lines, and now you have the spicing between the words. Do you understand what I mean? Kasher share al kol panim anu roim ata she'en shtei tevot, because now we see that there is two lines, two words. You understand what I mean? Okay. This is the halacha aleph. Halacha aleph is saying. From where do we know that we need to have one shape? The Chachamim said, "Vekatav tam." Therefore, we need to have one shape. We spoke about the letters that have holes or crack, all the letters that are together, like the Aleph and Lamed together. We spoke about spacing between the words. What is the minimal measurement between words? One yud. What is the minimal measurement between letters? One sarah.
A hair breadth.
Yeah. If you have a doubt, you ask a child. And also, we spoke about the letter that is hanged between letters, between words, between lines. Sorry. Okay. Halacha bet. Are we ready? Mm-hmm. Let's do halacha bet.
Going on the right.
Haklav tzerich liyot shalem shelo yibo nekavim. Now it's a very important halacha. We are going to speak about holes in the parchment, and this might be often. Okay, you have in the klav holes. You need to have the klav also complete. Shalem. Okay.
What does that mean?
No holes on the klav.
So you're not allowed to have holes on the clef.
I'm not saying it's not allowed, but it's good thing to have a complete clef, no holes. Complete. B'makom she'echtov, where? Not like anywhere you should not have a hole. If there is in the sides or somewhere that is not written a hole, it's fine. It doesn't matter. V'im katav b'makom ha'nekev pasul mipnei she'ein atama u'shlema. But when we're speaking that we cannot have a hole, it's only where you're writing. On the lines, if you have a hole, it's problematic. But if it's somewhere that you don't write, there is a hole, it's fine. Okay? Ach imu nekev katan, kol kach shadyo veret alav, esot mato kasher. Now, if it's a hole that it's so small, you see it behind the light, okay? And when you write on it, the ink is covering
the thing.
Is patching, how do you call it?
It's covering, patching.
It's patching the hole. So then it's kosher. It's not considered to be a hole only because if the hole, because the ink is covering it.
If you saw the hole, it's possible.
But if the ink doesn't cover it,
that's possible.
It will be kosher. Not possible. Yeah, it's a possible. Yeah. ואם גם לאחר כתיבה נראה נקב נגד השמש, but if you still see the hole after the writing in front of the sun, meaning you put the sun and you have the hole coming out. אם הוא בקו דק של האות שעל ידי זה נחלקות לשתיים פסול. If the hole that you see in front of the sun is placed in a very thin part of the letter and you see it, it's pasul. Okay, so he says there is a machloket between Moazak and so. This halacha is very important, and we need to know it
in depth.
Okay, so we might not finish it, but I want to go step by step. So let's do this. You have a hay. Okay, a hay. Now he says that you have a nekev katan. It was a nekev. He wrote on it. He covered it. You put it on the sun. You don't see the light of the sun, so it's fine. Right. But if let's say on the very thin part of the letter, here, he was a hole, maybe a little bit bigger than here, and he passed on it, he covered it. We don't see the hole, only in front of the sun. When you put the letter like this on the sun, you see here that there is no light, and here there is light. The Keset HaSofer says that this will be Pasul. Because it's splitting the letter.
When you say see light, meaning light is coming through the hole?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Admur HaZaken says this will be Kasher Lechatchila. Because any hole that you could see only with the sun, it's not a hole. A real hole is when you could see it without the sun. Okay, so we have a machloket between Keset HaSofer.
It's a big machloket.
Yeah. We have a machloket between Keset HaSofer and
Mordechai. So Keset HaSofer is what? That's Magen Avraham saying this whole thing?
No. Keset HaSofer. What?
Or is that the Pasukim saying this?
No, the Keset HaSofer and Admur HaZaken. Keset HaSofer says that if there is a very small hole that you could see it through with the sun is
Pasul.
Admur HaZaken says if you could see it only with the sun, yeah, it's Kasher. Okay? Okay. Aval. Yeah, you could continue. Mm-hmm. Let's do this next step and then we are going to the downstairs. Do we want to continue afterwards or you're tired? Because if you're tired, I'm not pushing. It's fine.
Yeah, that doesn't matter. Quran, what do you want to do? You want to continue? You want to go home? You want to take a nappy?
No, it's fine. Okay.
So we're going now downstairs?
One second. Let's see. Aval im hu b'makom she'ha'ot hu av. Now, if let's say here it's fine, okay? Mm-hmm. This is the situation. But this wall is what it was a little bit bigger. When he wrote it, he doesn't see anything. But when he took the letter in front of the sun, he sees it. He sees the light of the sun. When he's like this, he doesn't see anything. But when he's on the sun, he sees. So then, because the difference is where is the hole? Because the hole here is between a large ink space.
Mm-hmm.
So even if let's say, okay, fine, it's not kosher, meaning it's a big hole, you consider it to be a hole. But here you have ink, here you have ink, here you have ink everywhere, so it's fine. Because that if you have ink everywhere, it's fine.
Even if you see the light?
Even if you see the light.
According to on more top?
Now according to the two Keset
HaSofer. Because it's in the same, but it's in the same, it doesn't break the
when
letter.
We have the machloket between Admur HaZaken and Keset HaSofer, it's only when it's splitting.
Yeah, splitting.
It's splitting the letter. But if it's not splitting, meaning that you have ink everywhere around the hole, if it's a hole that you don't see without the sun, this is the hole. If it's a big hole like this and you have ink everywhere, we don't speak about it. Okay? Yeah, mm-hmm. You understand? Verabenu cholek veposel, and here, Rabenu HaZaken is saying that this is pasul.
This is pasul.
You see, yeah. When he says kasha, he says pasul.
When he says pasul, it's kasha. Yeah. Vice versa. A good challenge. It's like Hillel and Shammai.
Yeah. Okay.
If the hole is the same size as it was when it was splitting the letter, but now it's covered with ink. Now, according to Keset HaSofer, it's kosher.
But I can't say pasul.
Why? Why they say pasul now, same size?
Admur HaZaken says that the middle needs to be also complete. Keset HaSofer says the middle doesn't have to be complete. Only the surrounding of the letter needs to be complete. Here, when it's splitting, okay, Admur HaZaken says, even if it's not considered to be, Admur HaZaken says, we are going to learn what is the difference between them a little bit later here. But let's pause here because we have mincha. But what we should have in mind, that when you have a hole in the middle and splitting it, Admur HaZaken it says that it's kosher because you see it only on the sun, and Keset HaSofer says it's pasul. When it's the middle of the letter, Christus vas ska shen mo ta gentes pesul.
So who we go by?
So you go by the one that you decide to go. I don't know. I go to by Almo ta gent. Ba khata ta khab shay ma ni fashal ba ba sa ta shma ta. Okay. So let's stay here and let's stop here and then we continue after Minchat. Okay.